Forward Momentum.
Forward Momentum presents Sea of Stars, Odyssey.
The Solar Federation is no more. The Earth is the possession of an alien species known as the Valbardan. The peace has been shattered, and the winds of war howl throughout the galaxy. On Valbardan-occupied Earth, life goes on under a thin veneer of normalcy. Martial law has been declared, and those resistant to the new order are quietly disappearing. Breaking his son Mark out of a Valbardan prison, Jack Watts encountered Liz Bishop on a similar mission. Now Jack, Mark, and the Bishop family have hidden out at an off-the-grid mountain cabin. Mark and Cindy, the youngest Bishop sister, have been poring over a database of Valbardan information they liberated in their escape. Mark hopes to discover the aliens' true objectives on Earth, and why they are so obsessed by his mother's ship, the Argo.
Decryption of Cluster 95Z Bravo. 98% complete.
Ugh, imagine my giddy anticipation.
You know, you don't have to help me with this. I can manage on my own.
It's not like there's much to do around here beside comb through this mess. Mary's thrown herself into setting up housekeeping. Your dad, Liz, and Tyler are out training or hunting in the woods. I thought the life of an outlaw would be a lot more interesting than this.
This is important, you know. 99%.
I know. It's just so frustrating.
Done. Okay, what do we have here? Looks like more incidental reports, some background files. Huh. Why does this sound familiar?
What?
There's an academic paper in here on the effects of overpressure on Iskandarium crystal by someone named Susan Haruna. I know that name from somewhere.
Ooh, run a cross-reference?
Yeah, processing. Got a hit. Yes, Susan Haruna is on the Argo, and Iskandarium is used in the ship's engine. A lot of it, apparently. Way more than other naval ships.
Wait, scroll down the list. There's a lot more references to Iskandar and Iskandarium. Huh, what's that one? Iskandar, Gardiana, Telazart, and Earth. Children of Aquarius?
Aquarius? Isn't that the planet that almost flooded Earth almost a century back?
I think so. History was never my strong suit.
Well, this is another paper. It claims every planet with intelligent life was created by the Aquarian Society, that they spread out from the water world before a calamity caused it to lose its orbit. Huh.
There are more references to Aquarius and the people from there than anything else we've found so far.
Hours later, Jack, Liz, and Tyler Simmons return to the cabin, weary but grinning as they bring with them a brace of freshly caught fish for dinner.
Dad, you'll never guess what we found.
Probably not, no. You're just gonna have to tell me.
We know why the aliens are here. The full reason.
Why they sealed off Earth, why they're after Mom's ship. It all ties together.
For the next hour, the two explain their findings. Finally, raising a weary hand, Jack interrupts.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You say the Valbardan are looking for the source of wave motion technology, that the Iskandarian science is an offshoot of the original, and this original stuff is a potent weapon against them.
In a nutshell, yes. Dad, we've got to get this information out to everyone on Earth. No, in the whole galaxy. And I think I know a way.
Meanwhile, in a distant corner of intergalactic space, The Argo is about to be surrounded by hundreds of Valbardan warships. The Star Force hastily prepare for battle as enemy ships emerge from warp.
Warp reaction slowing. Estimate the total number of enemy ships at close to 400.
Silhouettes match blue faction profiles. It's the Valbardan.
ECS at 100%. Main and auxiliary engines standing by.
Main guns charged and standing by.
Defense grid charged. All missile tubes loaded. Black Tigers ready to launch.
Wave motion shields ready to activate on your command.
Thea, get cracking on emergency warp prep. Find us a clear vector out of here.
Captain, the enemy formation is blocking all avenues of escape.
Addy, find us a thin spot in their lines. Pulsar, any chance you can pick out individual battle orders?
On it, Captain.
The enemy fleet is opening fire!
Shields!
Wave shields deployed at maximum.
Enemy formation approaching from port!
Cade, Timms, discourage them.
Plotting solution for enemy formation.
Port tubes 1 and 2 are loaded with cluster warheads, Captain.
Fire the clusters. Main guns when ready.
Firing, port 1 and 2.
Solution complete.
Main guns, fire!
The cluster munitions detonate just ahead of the approaching enemy ships. Dozens of smaller missiles spring from the larger torpedoes and detonate against the enemy hulls, causing the ships to slow. Then the torrential blast of the Argo's shock cannons tear into their center and splits three of the Valbardan vessels asunder.
Direct hit! Three enemy ships destroyed! The two remaining are heavily damaged and dead in space!
Captain, I think the enemy controllers are confused. They expected us to remain stationary and fight defensively. They're being ordered to intensify fire.
Shields are weakening! Now at 58%.
Then let's keep the momentum. Combat, prepare a barrage.
Barrage pattern, aye.
Possible weak spot in their lines, Captain. Bearing 48 by 16.
Steven, set a course. Full combat speed.
Full speed, aye.
Cade, fire at will. Punch us a hole.
All tubes fire. Timms, keep the targets coming.
Vertical angle plus 2. Main guns ready to fire in barrage pattern.
Main guns, continuous fire. Port, stern, and starboard missile tubes fire anti-particle umbrella torpedoes. We need some cover from the flanks.
The Argo charges forward, catching the Valbardan fleet unaware. It savagely begins focusing all its firepower at a single point before them, while the defensive missiles litter the space behind and to the sides with wide clouds of energy blast-consuming particles.
Number of enemy ships.
Thea, forget the enemy status reports. Focus on warp prep.
At this rate, we'll be through their formation in 30 seconds.
Main guns losing power, Captain.
Shields down to 12%. Enemy shots are beginning to bleed through.
We have a warp solution for a short-range jump. A dozen light years. We just need to clear the formation.
Chief, funnel power from the cannons back to the engines. Get ready to punch it. Cade, can you do it with missiles alone?
We got a choice, Captain.
Nope.
Approaching. Warp coordinates.
Steven, get ready.
Chief, give me everything you got.
She's wide open, Steven.
Clear!
Warp!
Without time for finesse, the Argo's wave motion engine flares to full power, and the ship hammers its way through the gap between dimensions. Back on Earth, in the complex of towers which once served as the Solar Federation Capital Complex, their escape is observed.
They managed to flee? How unlike you, Kanavonkin. Allowing prey to elude you?
Hardly, General. There is still sand in my hourglass. Plenty of time to defeat my foe, now that I know her mind. Had we been able to use our ships and not these crude vessels,
Ah, but our fleet is not ready yet.
Then I shall pare down the number of ships each pilot controls to 5. Their reactions are too sluggish if they must control dozens. 5 for each will be more than enough.
Indeed. The rest of the ships can follow as reserves, if needed.
The signal from the crystal we allowed the Argo to take is re-established. Pursuit force, warp!
Elsewhere on Earth, at a communications tower in an isolated area of the northwestern Neo-American continent, a pair of guards stop a battered old truck outside the perimeter. The driver and her passenger, both dressed in tight, skimpy clothing, get out.
I told you, we should have turned right back at the junction. We've been driving all day, and now it's dark.
Excuse me, sugar. We seem to be terribly lost. Could y'all help us out?
Ma'am, get back in your vehicle and turn around.
Now, Steve, no harm in being friendly. Where are you two nice ladies trying to be?
Lake Chambers.
Wow, you're way off, I'm afraid. You got a map?
In our glove box.
What?
I do not believe that worked.
It's like I've always told you, sis. Never underestimate the power of a fine pair of boobs to distract the lesser mind.
Okay, tech nerds, get to work. Mark, you sure this tower will do the job?
Yep, the Valbardin use it to beam their own signals out through the sphere. We piggyback on one of theirs, and they'll never know it's there.
At that moment, light years from Earth, the Star Force have emerged from warp and are assessing the situation.
Warp complete.
Arrival was 2 meters out of intended destination.
Engines operating at peak. ECS 100% and smooth.
Main guns are on down cycle. They should be back up momentarily. All missile tubes have been emptied and are being reloaded and restocked.
Radar and sensory systems operating perfectly. Sky is clear.
Wave motion shield systems are functional but require recharge. They took one heck of a beating, Captain.
Ship damage.
Minor damage all along the hull. Starboard secondary hangar pod was penetrated. There's a lot of shrapnel and debris in there now.
Dr. Grigorov reports no deaths among the crew, though there were several injuries. 3 severe.
Right. Stand down from red alert and get started on repairs. Shield systems take priority.
Captain! Warp fields are forming to our rear! They match Valbardin's signatures!
Confirmed. Silhouettes beginning to emerge! Blue faction ships identified!
Number of enemy ships estimated at 35.
On screen. Show me the tactical overview.
They're all coming in along the same basic vector, and they're all bunched up.
Cade, launch the Black Tigers. Have them screen us from the enemy.
Black Tigers, launch! Screen the Argo from enemy ships!
Steven, come about. Point us right at the enemy. David, charge wave motion gun.
Captain, can we fire it right after a warp? And what if we don't stop them all? The wave gun drains all of our power.
With the shape we're in, we got a choice, First Officer?
I suppose not, Captain.
Combat teams, prepare to fire wave motion gun.
Charging circuits, wave motion gun. Charge at 10%.
Open target scope.
Steven, turn over the helm to Cade Station.
Tiger Lead reports clean interception of enemy vessels.
They're holding them off at a distance of 2 megameters.
Pulsar, be ready to order the Tigers back just before we fire.
Aye, Captain. They've already been informed.
Energy charge of the wave gun at 80%. Circuit is stable.
Enemy fleet is on our gun sight. Aperture set for wide-angle dispersion.
All of the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
Final safety lock removed. Connect to firing gate.
Begin countdown. Don anti-flash goggles.
10.
Pulsar, withdraw fighters!
7.
Black Tigers
six,
clear of the area.
5.
Enemy ships
four,
advancing!
3. Charge at saturation!
2, 1.
0.
Cade,
fire!
Firing!
The blast of energy roars forth from the prow of the Argo and smashes into the Valbardin fleet. The lead formations are instantly vaporized as it continues onward. Eventually, the blast fades, leaving only debris in its wake.
Total destruction of enemy fleet.
ECS down to 3% and fluctuating. Engine room, report.
We're having a problem with the secondary conduction pipe. It should be resolved in a few minutes.
Right. David, as soon as we can, I want to warp out of here. Pulsar, are you sure that Valbardin Crystal can't communicate with their forces?
Uncertainty. Nothing is sure, Captain. It is alien technology, after all. There is no way that we know about.
We just can't risk it. Jettison the crystal before we warp.
More warp fields forming! Same profile as before! Estimate 60 fields!
Here we go again. Order the Tigers to intercept. David, how bad off are we?
Right now I can give you about 15% power. It's just not coming back quickly enough. We can't warp or use the wave gun anytime soon.
Right. Get the ACS back up to full quick as you can. Cade, charge defense grid. Load all the missile tubes with anti-beam umbrella torpedoes. Set up as thick a barrier as you can.
Aye, Captain.
Tiger Lead reports interception of enemy ships, but their ammo is beginning to run low.
Mr. Montgomery, we'll hold off on raising shields as long as possible, but we're going to need them fast.
On it, Captain. They'll be ready.
Chief, can we fire the main guns?
We could get off a few shots, but it eats up a lot of juice.
Okay. Give Nav all the power you can.
Aye, Captain.
Steven, keep us covered by those umbrella clouds as long as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
Timms, set up the secondary turrets to fire Type 90 shells. If the ECS runs dry, do the same with the main guns.
Roger.
Captain, the enemy fleet is breaking into multiple elements. Each is coming around the umbrella clouds from a different direction.
Splitting our focus. Cade, keep throwing up fresh obstacles. Steven, keep us in cover the best you can. Montgomery, stand by on shields. Timms, how are we coming with the secondaries?
Conversion of secondary turrets complete.
The shells can penetrate the umbrellas without issue. Those ships can't. Pick your targets, try to bottleneck the enemy ships the best you can.
Energy surge to our rear! They found the gap!
Down in the ship's main engine room, all is chaos.
What the heck happened?
The secondary conduction pipe blew.
Where's Lieutenant Dobbs?
Under the pipe. He's dead. What do we do?
We are not going to panic. You, reroute all inputs from the secondary pipe to the tertiary.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Jenkins, up the throughput on the main. Reinforce it however you have to. You lot, make sure nothing else is on fire. Don't trust the systems. Use your damn eyes. Daniels, Joseph, and Mickey, be ready to fine-tune the ECS feeds. What the hell are you all standing around for? Move! Like it already happened.
The engine crew leap to their assigned tasks. Up on the bridge, the results appear.
ECS up to 45% and climbing.
Charge sufficient. Raising shield.
Main guns online. Defense grid at maximum.
Open fire. Fire at will. Pulsar, tell Silk to start sending her people back for resupply.
Acknowledged. Tigers are rotating back. Captain, I believe I have an idea.
There's no time to be coy, Pulsar. Spill it!
If we can send a strong enough signal, we can cancel out the Valbardan control of those ships.
Do it!
Shield's beginning to weaken.
Captain, we just fired the last umbrella torpedo.
Maintain volume of fire. We've got to buy Pulsar time. Damage report.
A cluster of shots penetrated the shields. Dex 4 through 8, 11 and 12 between bulkheads G and L are open to space.
The helm is growing sluggish, Captain. It's getting hard to control our course.
Six enemy ships have cleared the umbrella field. They're heading right at us.
Cade, focus fire on those ships immediately.
Shields dropping, Captain. Gun turret 1 has been severely damaged.
Pulsar?
And ready, Captain.
Broadcast.
At the Valbardan Occupation Headquarters facilities on Earth, Colonel Vunken observes in horror as her pilots reel from their stations, screaming in agony.
What's happening? Pilot, report!
The bad words. Never, never experienced anything like it. My mind is still on fire.
It seems, my dear Nara, that your hourglass is empty.
It was no fault of mine. These primitives were not supposed to have cyberpathic capabilities.
That excuse is beneath you. Don't worry, Colonel Vunken. I'm sure you'll get them next time.
I am the finest strategist of my people. In games, exercises of tactical thought, none have ever. Never has my hourglass run dry. No opponent has lasted long enough, let alone defeated me. Argo, I will scatter your ashes across the stars.
The Star Force are transfixed by the sight. Every enemy craft dead in space.
No sign of enemy movement. They're idle. All of them.
Mr. Morgan, Mr. Timms, welcome to the shooting gallery. Blow those damn things out of my sky.
Hi, Captain.
Tyler.
This is for the Olympus, you sons of bitches.
For you, Captain James. For our families. For our home.
After the battle, the Star Force recover what they can. The Argo is badly damaged, limping on minimal power. Many of the crew are injured or worse.
Captain's log, October 13th, 2265.
We survived the battle. Barely. The ship's engines are operating at less than 10%. We're presently making for a planet the Galactic Survey calls HD85512B. Who says astronomers don't have a romantic side? We're hoping to gather a substantial supply of resource molecules. Quartermaster Carlos Jimenez, Ensign Susan Harina, and their team of would-be asteroid miners were an absolute godsend. Without them, we wouldn't have the resources to repair the ship. Resources. Material can be replaced. Crew cannot. In all, 36 hands were lost when our hull was cracked open. The injured crew dwarfs the healthy. Dr. Grigorov has performed nothing shy of miracles. Without him, the death toll would be drastically higher. Computer, pause recording. So, Captain Hawkins, ever have a day like this? How many, I regret to inform you, letters did you write? No, don't answer that, even if you could. The answer is as many as were needed, right? Resume recording. Lieutenant Holtz, Commander Montgomery, and myself continue to try and come up with a way of testing our theory regarding the Iskandarium core of the Argo in the Valbardan Sphere. Unfortunately, every plan we propose has the same drawback. We risk the ship.
Apologies for interrupting, Captain.
Pause. Go ahead, Pulsar.
We're receiving a galaxy-wide signal. Its origin point appears to be Earth.
From the Valbardan?
No, ma'am. It appears to be from your son.
Route it up here.
People of the galaxy, my name is Mark Watts. I'm speaking to you from somewhere on Valbardan-occupied Earth. We have risked our lives to deliver this message to everyone. The Valbardan have not told the whole truth. The Earth and all Solar Federation worlds are under martial law. Dissenters are rounded up and disappeared. But the occupation isn't about our worlds, our territory. It's about our knowledge. The aliens are obsessed with discovering information about the original society of the world Aquarius. They believe Earth can lead them to the world they seek. What they want with this long-lost culture is not clear, but they are terrified that someone else may get to it first. There exists only one known sample of this super-science, the Iskandarium core of the Solar Federation battleship Argo. The core of the Argo can withstand the Valbardan's ability to counter wave-motion technology. The Valbardan know this, and so they fear that ship. The proof to verify our claims is attached on a sub-channel. Hopefully, there's a lead there, a place to start. Captain Venture, Mom, if you're seeing this, you have to beat them to the source. It's the key to beating them, to freeing us all. I don't know how much longer I can keep this channel open. Don't worry about us. Just go, find the source.
That's it. Our proof. He found it. Oh, Mark. Thank you. Computer, resume recording. We just monitored a galaxy-wide broadcast from occupied Earth. The proof we were looking for just walked in the front door. And now, our mission has changed. We will find a way to beat them. Of that I no longer have any doubt. My son has taken that weight from my shoulders. And now, I can fly.
this mission, this odyssey, it's only just beginning.
You've been listening to Sea of Stars, Odyssey, Episode 13, a Forward Momentum production. Based on the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato, created by Yoshinobu Nishizaki and Leiji Matsumoto, and Star Blazers, which is copyright Voyager Entertainment. Heard in this episode were Jessica Osborne as Madeline Venture, Shannon Hobby as Addy Beaumont, James Baylog as Cade Morgan, Stay Holland as David Erickson, Kaur as Reginald Montgomery, James Cleveland as Pulsar, Alex Tran as Thea Holtz, The Hamerton as Stephen Jacobs, Carly Walker as Susan Haruna, Josh Lambright as Melvin Timms, Taylor Carlson as Kinu Ogawa, Alex Alesperu as Tommy Harrison, Katie Otten as Cindy Bishop, Thomas Drake as Mark Watts, Holly Linden as Liz Bishop, Gina Scott as Nara Vunken, Ashley Lynn as Mary Bishop, Matt Sego and James Lundberg as the Comm Relay Guards, and Lucas Kempe Cook as the Engineering Crewman. Heard earlier in the series were Andrew Wilson, Brandy Kirkpatrick, Peter Jiang, Jeff Ashbury, Finn M.K., Tom Dowdy, Josh Clark, Jeremy Smith-Sebasto, Jade Wilson, Zane Sexton, Angela Mendoza, Rachel Hussar, Sean Benveniste, Jay Thioid, Rebecca Thomas, Luis Miscellaniano, and Leo Griffiths. This is Kyle Akers. The episode was written and directed by Devin Cox. Music for the series comes primarily from the soundtracks of the anime Uchu Senkan Yamato 2199, based on themes composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa and Kentaro Haneda, as well as new works composed by Akira Miyagawa. Series-specific sound effects were drawn from the Quest for Iskandar and Comet Empire DVD box sets, as well as the Sound Fantasia Yamato CD. Sea of Stars Odyssey is a non-profit fan production, produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Blazers, Uchu Senkan Yamato, or any other copyrighted works mentioned or inferred herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, remain the property of their rights holders. No infringing claims are intended. Look for Season 2 of Sea of Stars, Odyssey, coming soon from Forward Momentum Productions.